Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, May 11th, the year is 2021. And this is undoubtedly the most important news we've ever broken today. I stayed up here late last night, but got too exhausted to finish the report. It'll be done in a few hours, and I was so pleasantly surprised when I got home and turned on Tucker Carlson to have dinner with my family that he scooped us, which is great. This is going to save civilization and society if this gets out. But he only told you part of the story because of the time constraints. We're going to give it all to you. Here's the headline: Tucker Carlson, Anthony Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen. Well, he did it on purpose. Why isn't there a criminal investigation? Well, we have the smoking gun where the director for Bill Gates and for Fauci admitted to creating the 5-in-1 supervirus on video. Here's part of what I told Owen yesterday, then we'll come back and get to the bombshell news.
We've got 5 minutes left. Alex Jones joins me in studio. What is the latest, Alex?
Rob is trying to get me to shoot as much report, but I've been up since like 5 a.m. working. I'm too exhausted right now to do it. But I don't want to walk out of this building without this being said. So let me get on the microphone. I'll tell everybody this huge news right now.
And, of course, the Biden administration now announcing you're not going to have power. You're not going to have freedom. But you will be forced to take a vaccine. Is that a hate crime? I doubt the left cares. Alex, what's the breaking news?
All right. I just spent an hour with Rob working on this, and I read all the documents. I watched all the videos. And normally I work till 7 or 8 sometimes up here, but I'm just too tired today to do it. I'm going to come back up here in the morning. I'm going to shoot the report, and it'll be ready, I would imagine, by the last hour of my show tomorrow. But this is the type of stuff that does exhaust me, and that the weight of this is so insane. You know, we broke here with Dr. Francis Boyle and all the researchers on your show and my show, you know, and thanks to listeners supporting us on air, that this came out of the lab, that it was on purpose, and that it was a 5-stage chimera virus. And then people spin and go, oh, no, there is no virus and all that. Those people are incorrect. This is a virus for a reason. They want to own it. They want to patent it and own 5 diseases that they claim a vaccine will then cure. But to create that vaccine, they've got to then create the pathogen and then, of course, release it so they can be the saviors of the world, get trillions of dollars, shut down the economy, consolidate power. They have all the motives. That's all coming out. We have the documents from the Chinese military, who was also brought in on this with Obama. It all came out of Chapel Hill. Well, it turns out, hiding in plain view, and this is already broken different places, pieces of it, but we have it all, that the head scientist at Chapel Hill, the Wuhan lab, and the producer, the main manager of all of it, all bragged in 2019 that they were creating a 5-part chimera virus out of SARS and out of bats at the Wuhan lab. And it's the director of the whole project. It's everything. And so I'm going to put it together in a entire piece. And a lot of this, again, has already come out. But this is new video that's been out for years, actually, hiding in plain view, of all of them bragging how they did it. And so you, and then, of course, Fauci funded it along with Bill Gates. And clearly they knew they had this on the shelf. They knew they, quote, even had the, quote, cure, so they launched it and did this. But then the even bigger lie is that it's a cure, because they later admit it actually isn't. And so we're going to be bringing that out tomorrow. I mean, these people are out of their minds. And so they scripted this, that they're the saviors of the world. I was watching Fox a little while ago between your show, and they had Brett Baer on there, whatever the hell his name is. He's like, the evidence is the Russians launched the pipeline shutdown. And later they go, well, there's no evidence of that. So,
yeah, just Chris Ray claiming it, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody with a ransomware might have bounced off an IP address in Russia.
And they know, they put out their reports. We've even had the Vault 7 releases, how they can put a fingerprint. It's like if I put a fake fingerprint.
And I go on to make the point there at the end of the war room that it's Biden that already shut down under Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 the Keystone Pipeline that supplies the oil to be refined to go to the East Coast Pipeline. So that is all coming up as well today, the Colonial Pipeline and more. But we've got the smoking gun video I talk about and all of it straight ahead. Call everybody you know and tell them, tune in now. Because we either expose this globalist takeover and how they use the virus to shut us down, or they win. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We've got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the biggest developments in world history are taking place right now. If the truth comes out that the globalists through the UN and the Chi-Coms launched COVID-19 as a planetary shutdown economic weapon, then the vaccine is the actual bioweapon attacking your own body because it teaches you to attack the same protein that's in your body. If this comes out, which is starting to happen, we're like in labor and the baby's head is cresting. If the truth comes out, they're done. We'll still have evil. We'll still have corruption. There'll be new elites to deal with. But this current crop is burning up in front of us like Count Dracula hauled out of his tomb at high noon. So we are about to lay the mega bombshell on you right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I told you at the end of the war room yesterday that the biggest news yet was coming out, but I would break it today. Tucker Carlson broke it last night, and he gave you about 80% of it. But the clip he didn't play, and we're going to get to that after we play the Tucker Carlson report, a part of it, is that the director of the program under Fauci and Gates, on record funded by them, $4 million for just six programs. They funded some others as well at the Wuhan lab. Gave an interview and admitted they were splicing five viruses together as a bioweapon to then produce a, quote, vaccine for it. And that they got emergency authorization to do it. This is game over for these people, ladies and gentlemen, if the public ever grasps this. And it's starting to come out. You can't hide something this big. Here's Tucker Carlson, and we'll come back with the rest of the story.
You're never taking off the mask. Get ready for a lifetime of filthy, wet cotton covering your mouth, reduced oxygen flow to your brain, and a world where every stranger looks the same because no one has a face. When Kamala Harris and her husband kissed the other day while wearing masks, they were giving you a preview of your daughter's wedding. In a masked world, human beings never really touch each other. Is that public health? No, it's not public health. It's a kind of punishment. Tony Fauci is punishing the country, you, us, everyone. The question is, why is he doing that? Maybe he likes it. That's possible. But you've got to think that at least part of Tony Fauci's authoritarian germ hysteria is a cover for something else. Could it be that Tony Fauci is trying to divert attention from himself and his own personal role in the COVID-19 pandemic? Now, what do we mean by that? We cannot recommend more strongly a new piece by Nicholas Wade, who for more than 50 years has been one of the preeminent science writers in the world. For 30 years, Nicholas Wade worked for the New York Times. He edited the science section there, but this piece did not run in the New York Times. It ran on Medium. And the piece explains where this virus almost certainly came from. In it, Nicholas Wade makes it clear that more than any other single living American, Tony Fauci is responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic. Wade lays out a nearly insurmountably large amount of evidence that this virus originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in central China. It seemed to make sense this show and others had raised the possibility from the early days of the pandemic. But this piece all but proves it. At the time the outbreak began last fall, the Wuhan lab was conducting experiments on how to make bat viruses infectious to human beings. Those experiments were funded by American tax dollars. Those experiments were, their funding, approved and directed by Tony Fauci in Washington. By Tony Fauci. That is hard to believe, but it's true, and the piece lays it out. Many of the Wuhan experiments fell under the direction of a Chinese researcher called Shi Zhengli, known as the Bat Lady. She was China's leading expert on bat-borne viruses. Her job was to genetically engineer coronaviruses so that they infect human beings and do so as easily as possible. This work, Nicholas Wade notes, involved, quote, doing gain-of-function experiments designed to make coronavirus infect human cells. Now, why was this research going on? We'll have to ask the scientists who did it. But the fact remains, these were some of the most dangerous experiments ever conducted by mankind. And yet we know that China was not taking necessary safety precautions, and we should not be surprised by that. Several years ago, American diplomatic cables warned about low and lax standards at the Wuhan lab. In fact, the Wuhan facility was classified as a biosafety level 2 laboratory. What does that mean? Well, according to Richard Ebright, who's a molecular biologist at Rutgers, that is approximately the same level of safety that you would find in a dentist's office in America. So that lab conducting research experiments on the coronavirus and how to make it transmissible to human beings resulted almost certainly in the infection of a lab researcher, and the virus spread from there. The first coronavirus patients, in fact, did not come from the so-called wet market, as we heard. That was a lie. The first patients of the coronavirus, in fact, were employees at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, at the lab. So once again, why would the Wuhan lab be conducting experiments like that in the first place? Well, we know that Tony Fauci had authorized payment for the research. For 5 years, from 2014 to 2019, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Tony Fauci runs and has for decades, pumped money to a group called the EcoHealth Alliance. The EcoHealth Alliance is run by a man whose name you may recognize, Dr. Peter Daszak. Daszak contracted with Dr. Xi to conduct gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab. Just before the pandemic became public knowledge, on December 9, 2019, Peter Daszak sat for an interview that was streamed online. In that interview, Daszak bragged about how easy it is to manipulate coronaviruses in lab experiments.
Coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. This spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab.
So just days after that was shot, it became clear that this new version of coronavirus, this novel coronavirus, what we now call COVID-19, was running rampant through Wuhan, then China, and then the world. Since then, since the pandemic began, Peter Daszak, not surprisingly, has appeared on virtually every media platform available to him to deny, in the most strenuous and dismissive terms, that the Wuhan lab could be in any way linked to the outbreak, since, of course, he has very personal motives for claiming that. Quote, "The idea that this virus escaped from a lab is just pure baloney," he said last year. But that was a lie. It's not pure baloney. And a lot of smart people knew that right away. One of those people is Alina Chan, a molecular biologist at the Broad Institute at Harvard and MIT. She bravely wrote a paper about how the coronavirus's genome hadn't changed much over time, and that was odd, because that genome had gone through trillions of replications. According to Chan, that fact implied that the virus was designed for human-to-human transmission from the outset. The former director of the CDC also clearly understood this, and he too argued that the virus came from the Wuhan lab.
I am of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory, escaped. The other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. It's not unusual for respiratory pathogens that are being worked on in a laboratory to infect a laboratory worker.
Millions of people have died of COVID-19. So it's not a matter of score settling or blame assignment to figure out where it came from. If you want to prevent the next global pandemic, you have to figure out how this one started. And so the World Health Organization said it would get to the bottom of it. The World Health Organization, of course, is beholden to China. And so it tried to hide the basic facts of the origins of this pandemic. And to hide those facts, WHO appointed none other than Peter Daszak as the only America-based representative on the investigative team looking into where the virus came from. In what turned out to be a sham report, that team concluded that it's, quote, extremely unlikely that the virus came from the Wuhan lab. Again, that's not true. The WHO's investigation into the origins of the virus was fraudulent, and that matters to public health globally. But one thing you'll notice is that Tony Fauci did not say that.
All right, folks. By the way, normally Tucker Carlson's full show gets posted to the Fox site on YouTube. Not posted. For the first time I've seen in years, we posted it to band.video. We come back, the rest of the story, the wheels are coming off. This could bring down the globalist cabal. We've got to make sure this story goes supernova. I'll give you the key.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're breaking the biggest news we have ever brought out on air. It is incredible what's happening. The lab manager for the COVID-19 gain-of-function research being done at Chapel Hill had it moved with the scientists in Wuhan and then admits on video to merging five viruses together to be able to then deploy them and infect humans. It's all on video. I have the video. I'll play it in a moment. He did the interview in late 2019, right as this was all breaking out. There it is on screen. He then wrote the report, but told people to keep his name off of it. That's come out. Journalists have gotten the emails saying there was no connection to being man-made, and then using the media and governments to suppress the Australian government in the Indian universities that scanned the virus and said it was man-made. Five different viruses. He's on video saying five different viruses were combined. What a bombshell. He confesses to it. Now, I have Alfie Oakes talking about the pipeline shutdown, the food shortages. He's one of the biggest producers of food in Florida, if not the biggest. He doesn't just own grocery stores. His real business is growing food. And I wanted to get his expert take on the inflation we're seeing and where that's going. Selling food to grocery stores across the South and across Florida. And I got Ted Nugent coming on about the attack on guns and the open borders. And we're still going to have them on. Those are big guests. But when Nugent leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to drill into my analysis and the complete rest of the story. Because, again, I love being scooped by Tucker. I didn't send Tucker the story. We were working on it for a couple of days. We already had all the pieces. I told him we were going to break it today, but Tucker already had a big piece of it. But the rest of it that he didn't hear is the smoking gun, where he says we took all the viruses and we're putting them together. Do you realize how big that is? And then now the fact that the former top science writer, the New York Times, they won't publish it. So he went to Medium and other publications and put it out. And Zero Hedge, before he put that out, put out a 30-page report that we're posting in the live show feed today of InfoWars.com, detailing it all. But this is incredible. It's worse than we even thought. Definitely premeditated, released to bring down our economies, consolidate power, and then bring in the bioweapon that Fauci also tested, knowing these coronavirus vaccines will attack the protein in the body with that particular protein spike. So this is a multi-phase attack, all premeditated, all launched, and they even did their cover story so that ever came out, they'd say, hey, I hit it and blame you. It's incredible. But here's the rest of Tucker Carlson last night historically saying Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen. Well, he actually engineered it. Why isn't there a criminal investigation? Here it is.
One thing you'll notice is that Tony Fauci did not say that. Why? Because once again, he is implicated in it personally. The gain-of-function research that Peter Daszak was bragging about in the video we just showed you had, in fact, been banned explicitly by the U.S. government. There was a federal moratorium on the funding of exactly the kind of gain-of-function experiments that went on in the Wuhan lab to disastrous effects. So why didn't the U.S. government halt its funding of the lab in Wuhan? That is a central question, and Nicholas Wade, to his great credit, looked into it. And here's what he found. Quote, someone wrote a loophole into the moratorium. The moratorium specifically barred funding of any gain-of-function research that increased the pathogenicity of the flu, MERS, or SARS viruses. But then a footnote on page 2 of the moratorium document states that, quote, an exception from the research pause may be obtained if the head of the U.S. government funding agency determines that the research is urgently necessary to protect the public health or national security. And that's exactly the loophole that was exploited. Who signed off on this? Tony Fauci, possibly along with Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, invoked that special exemption in order to keep funding the Wuhan lab and the deadly experiments that were going on there, the experiments that clearly went so wrong. According to Richard Ebright, quote, unfortunately, the NIAID director, that'd be Fauci, and the NIH director, exploited this loophole to issue exemptions to projects subject to pause, preposterously asserting that the exempted research was, quote, urgently necessary to protect public health or national security, and thereby nullifying the pause. This wouldn't have happened if Tony Fauci didn't allow it to happen. That is clear. It's an amazing story. It is a shocking story. In a functional country, there would be a criminal investigation currently underway into Tony Fauci's role in the COVID pandemic that has killed millions and halted our country and changed it forever. So why isn't there a criminal investigation into Tony Fauci's role in this pandemic?
All right. Again, it's an hour-long interview with Peter Daszak. We're going to have the whole thing posted to the band.video, so in case they try to take it down. And the full Tucker Carlson 14-minute dialogue has also been posted because Fox isn't posting that on YouTube. They always post this full show. They always post clips. But they're not doing it. So in the interest of public interest, I'm posting it to band.video for commentary and analysis and historic reference. But at the bottom of the next hour, because I'm not canceling out the Oaks, already did it yesterday, and I'm not canceling Ted Nugent. They're here. It all ties together. But after they're gone in an hour and 5 minutes from now, I am going to, you see this stack right here? This is all the documents he's talking about and the videos of total open and shut case. There isn't a grand jury in America, if I had a day to show them this and the clips, would not indict Fauci and indict Peter Daszak and all these people and Bill Gates. So you wonder why Bill Gates' wife split with him last week. It's because of all this crap's coming out. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein was heavily involved as well. This was their big plan to take the world over. And they still might succeed unless we're willing to get censored and attacked and killed. I mean, the globalists have told me, you know, you're dead if you don't shut up. And what did I tell them a couple weeks ago? I said, let's go. It's not some macho pissing contest. I am not bowing to you murderers and signing on to all the millions you just killed. I'm not with you, okay? I'm against you. You know what that means? It means I'm at war with you. And I get it. And I expect whatever happens, happens. People have to have that attitude. That's what created freedom, is people willing to fight for freedom and not roll over. But I'm going to tell you, Fauci and Gates and all of them are going to be lucky if they just spend the rest of their lives in prison after we have Nuremberg trials. A lot of them, if justice is done through the courts, I'm not calling for outside the courts of vigilante stuff, but I believe they should be tried for treason and biological warfare under the Nuremberg Code, and I believe just like Nazi scientists, they should be executed. And that's what I stand for. I stand for justice against these criminals. And we'll see who wins at the end of this, but I know this, I'm with God, and that's what really matters. God watches over our battlefields, and over our lives, and over our children, and over our destiny, and I put my hands into Jesus Christ's hands. I put my soul into Christ's orbit, and I commit myself to God. All right, I got to go to break. We got Alfie Oaks coming on, one of the biggest food producers on the East Coast, to tell you what's really going on with the giant food price increases that are already here and coming. Don't forget, you have until tomorrow night at midnight, and it's got to end, to get last year's prices on high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you within days. They ship it out the next day from 5 locations across the country. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the lowest prices anywhere on the highest quality food. Last year's prices still, and then they're going to have to go up in a few weeks, even over the special. So I would go to PrepareWithAlex.com, where you find the sublink, affordable food, and InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. They need to be arrested and tried for biological war crimes against humanity.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
To find out what's really happening in the economy. And most companies, most grocery stores in the United States buy from farming consortiums or they buy from overseas. But Alfie Oaks, who owns some big, really nice first-class grocery stores, probably the nicest I've ever been to in the United States or anywhere in the world. And I had a chance to, a few months ago, go to Naples and visit his flagship there. But then I was talking to other people in the industry. They said, well, you know, Alvy Oaks sells billions of dollars of produce all over Florida and all over areas of the South, and that he actually grows it in the U.S. And I knew he did that, but he wasn't, I guess, bragging. He was on my show about the fact that the grocery stores are like a small part, almost a hobby of what he does compared to that. So I wanted to talk about food price increases going on. I wanted to talk about why that's happening, where he sees that really going. They have a global index out of Bloomberg that's been very accurate over the years. It shows current crop purchases through the summer are going to be up 76% of what they were previously. That's going to cause major civil unrest. Then you've got the Keystone XL pipeline that was opening a few months ago. It got closed to bring in all the oil from Canada and around the Midwest down to Houston to be refined and then sent up the Colonial Pipeline to the East Coast. So Biden shut that down. They say some shadowy hacker group did it. They say they want to post-industrial America. He said he would kill fossil fuels. I believe the main suspect is Biden now blaming Russia. That's just where the historical evidence is. And, you know, he already shut down our main other pipeline. Well, why wouldn't he shut down the other? He shut down the pipeline that supplies the raw material. So joining us to talk about the raw material from seed to table, that's his seed to table, Oaks grocery stores, obviously off you know, his name, Alfie Oaks, self-made man. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend. It was great to have dinner with you and hang out with you at your flagship store there in Naples. What can you tell us as somebody who's on the ground?
Well, I guess I'd like to start out first by saying that every single thing that we've watched this Biden administration do, everything has been to destroy this country. So, you know, if I don't know how, you know, how deep you have to have your head in the sand to think anything else. And I know you've covered a lot of that, and it every day that goes by, it's more and more mind blowing to me to see how many decisions that are coming out of this White House that are specifically to destroy the country. We know that when the call it a socialist takeover, a globalist takeover, there's several things that have to take place. They want to control the media. They want to control, you know, the education, control the minds of our children. They want to divide our country. But the other thing that they've always done, and all that, when, you know, you go back to every single country where they've taken over, whether it be in Venezuela or even in Russia or Cuba. And, you know, what they used to do is they used to go and just put a bullet in the farmer's head. They would put the bullet in the farmer's head and stop the food supply, because these are all things that are necessary to crush the nation. And, so this time, thank God, I guess for me, we have 3,200 acres that we farm. And I guess I'm thankful that they're not coming and putting the bullet in my head. But, in other ways, they are. And they've been working on this for a long time, as they've been working on everything else. You got Bill Gates buying up massive, massive amounts of the farmland. When Barack Obama put the head of Monsanto in charge of the FDA, we were moving in the wrong direction there. Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, owns the vast majority of the world's seed supply. And then even worse than that, the products that they putting together right now, like the wheat that's grown in the United States, is illegal to sell in most of the countries. Most of the stuff that we eat here, that product that is in 98% of the food that we eat, is toxic, and it's banned in most of the countries in Europe. And so they've been destroying our food supply, and it is scary. As a farmer, I've got way ahead on seed. I spent $8 or $9 million on extra seed for the future, just concerned about what direction it's going to go, because they're going to clamp down here. We can see the writing on the wall.
Well, that's right, and that's why I appreciate you doing your busy schedule coming on, because you don't just have your own farms, you buy from other local farms as well. And then I learned that you really supply a lot of the other big grocery store chains in your state, and that there's not a lot of people that do the model you're doing.
But we do. We've always been very vertically integrated here. We do our own distribution. Our food is being consumed all around the country, and even in Canada. Canada business is really down. They've really had, as you know, just insane lockdowns there.
Martial law.
My Canadian my Canadian business used to be some of the most vibrant for certain commodities, the best business we had, and it's down to nothing. I don't even know what the people must be eating up there. They must be eating a lot of canned goods or fasting or something, because they're not using any produce right now. It's really scary. But to go further, I don't know where it's going to go. We see inflation on everything. I mean, we see all these policies are meant to hurt one person. That it's always mind blowing how the left tries to be this party that's helping the poor. Well, guess what? If you go up, if food costs go up 300%, you're not hurting the wealthy people. The wealthy people can afford 300% more for food. The people that you're hurting are the people that are just getting by. The very people that the left has duped into thinking that they are for, that, you know, that they are for those people. And it's the same thing as the ridiculous minimum wage tactic that they use. It only hurts the very people at the bottom. And it's, the reason I take this stand, and we've been blogs, I was also with Mike Lindell on Friday out there in Minnesota. What an amazing job he's doing to spending so much of his own money to get the truth out. I got a lot of respect for him. But when I see it, and the reason I bring that up, I was jumping into like real capitalism. True capitalism is the most amazing thing that's brought people out of, you know, out of poverty. But it's,
and that's what's under attack with this Great Reset. And you mentioned it, Alvy. Look, Biden, that's what I call him, or O'Harris administration, shut down the Keystone Pipeline right when it was finished. It was going to supply like a third of the fuel we need to expand. It was going to supply the East Coast. It was already having problems. That shut down. So Biden did that. Well, if you look at suspects, the guy that already shut down the pipeline that supplies the Colonial Pipeline, he's the main suspect. Some shadowy hacker group. Who believes any of this? Texas wrote a letter 3 days before the power outage here this winter and said, you won't let us up our gas power or our coal power. We have to get an authorization. If we don't, there's $1 million a day fines per facility. And we don't tell you, we can be arrested. And the feds wouldn't give them the authorization until the power outage happened. So I watched them turn the power off. That's a fact. And so I think Biden, the people behind him, are the main suspects in the Great Reset shutting down the Colonial Pipeline.
Absolutely. They're all on the same team. I mean, these globalists, whatever you want to call them, the CCP, they're all working in concert with the deep state before we really found out who was backing all of what is the deep state of all the money pouring in. And we know that the Biden White House agenda is lockstep with every single thing that these globalists want to do to ruin our country, to have their takeover. We're the last beacon. And I do feel, I do with all this doom that we see, I do feel very confident that we're gonna get the country back this time. It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be as fast as everybody wants, but our American spirit is still there. I feel firmly that there was 80 million people that voted for Trump and somewhere in the 61 million that voted for Biden.
And the majority of Americans, even in the national polls, do not agree. 70% of Republicans, 34% of Democrats, and the number's higher. No, it was a fraud. Stay there. Let's talk about solutions. I agree with you. How do we take these lemons, turn them into lemonade, with Alfie Oaks on the other side? A true American success story. Started his own company 30-something years ago, and now one of the main food suppliers all over the country.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alfie Oaks is our guest for one more segment. He owns a large farm distribution system that supplies the country in Canada, and also some top of the line grocery stores in Florida. And you can find his Facebook. You know, just Google Alfie Oaks. He does a lot of great work out there. People say, why are you plugging Facebook? Hey, if you can stay on Facebook and get the truth out, do it. Take our information, post it on Facebook or oakfarms.com. He is here with us right now. And I don't want to just get up here, because I hear that from you, you're being positive, and just be negative. I just want folks to know it's very positive to admit we're under attack, not because we're victims, but because we're going to recognize it. We're going to stand up to it. We're going to say no. The globalists have made investment in China. They want America to collapse and to consolidate it and to break our will. That's their own admissions. And that's what Biden wants. He's breaking our borders. He's telling us our country sucks. He's laughing about the unemployment. He knows the average person doesn't have a bunch of employees like I do or Alfie does at a greater level. That if you got to pay somebody $15 an hour, you got to match them with their FICA and Social Security and all that crap. So now that's $22, $23 you're paying somebody. Then you got to get them insurance. It's basically $30 an hour. And now you can't hire new people and spend the time training them. People don't understand getting hired to a business is they're putting an investment and believing in you. And in most countries, and the way this country used to work is, you'd work for 6 months a year, maybe 5 years for free. Become an apprentice because you're learning skills. So what we have in this country is paid apprenticeship at minimum wage. They've just gotten rid of that. So now companies are, okay, we'll only take skilled workers, which again keeps a lot of people out of the market and then makes the price of the skilled go up. Is that a good way as a business owner that's had thousands of employees to say it, Alfie?
Well, there's nothing that I'm more proud of than I started with nothing, because it gives you a great sense of integrity and accomplishment. And unfortunately, what I found throughout my whole life is that when, no matter who it is, if you get money that you didn't earn, whether it's from a trust fund, whether you've been, you know, blessed enough to be born in, or maybe I wouldn't say blessed at this point, to be born in India and that gets a bunch of casino royalties, or you just bleed the welfare system, or like many people are doing right now, where they're on this government teat from this COVID relief, even though they're very able to get a job and there's help wanted signs everywhere. We know, and I'm not saying that every person that's a trust fund or that gets a casino cut or all turn in, or I'm not saying that every one of them are bad people, but I'm telling you, it makes it much, much harder.
All the Roman emperors that chose their sons, the sons were losers. And Rome fell because they started choosing their sons to be the emperor instead of choosing the best man. And so, yes, what you're saying is people being dependent on average destroys them. It's the worst thing you can do to somebody.
It's the worst thing that you can do to psychologically. It's the worst thing that you can do to a person. And that's what they're after right now. They're trying to ruin our culture. It's been that they're trying to make everyone dependent on the government. And then after the business, all the small businesses that are destroyed, once they're destroyed, then they can cut them off of the government teat, and then everyone's screwed. So there's so many people that are sitting at home making a few more bucks or maybe even a lot more money than what they would if they're working. But meanwhile, their small businesses are bleeding and going to be going out of business. And where's it going to get them in the long run? And this is what we're lacking right now in this country, is we're lacking throughout the masses. We're lacking integrity for people to, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get to work. I don't care if you can do better sitting at home. Go to work, do something productive, be a productive member of society, and that's.
I agree. What did you make of Biden and Psaki as press secretary saying it's preposterous? No one is staying home because of these benefits. They've done surveys. People are staying home because they can make more off the benefits than working in an entry level job. It's preposterous to say otherwise.
The facts are the facts. We're watching more money go out for unemployment than ever in history, and meanwhile, there's help wanted signs everywhere that people won't come and get, they're paying $21 an hour.
Not lecturing you. I'm lecturing people that maybe new listeners in the audience, maybe millennials, Generation Z or whatever, some of which haven't had jobs, and I know a lot of you have. You need to understand, you're not just going to win now getting to sit at home for a couple of years and watch Netflix and drink beer or play video games. Already, there's more people not working. That means less productivity with more dollars chasing less. That's going to cause inflation and scarcity, which is already here. So we're already getting screwed by this. There's no free lunch.
Yeah, there's no free lunch. And at the end of the day, you have to answer yourself. You might think you're getting over on the man, but you're not. We got to go and be productive members of society. This is insanity, what we're seeing right here. I want to jump back just on the one other thing that a lot of people may not have thought about. These companies like Monsanto in particular, owned by Bayer. Think about this, and this scam has been going on for a long time, and you used to be maybe thought of as a conspiracy theory, but we're watching it play out by our hands. We disrupted, like, putting real fertilizer in the ground, like real organic fertilizer. They're putting this chemical MPK that Bayer will sell these farmers. Universities are telling them it's okay to use. Then, because it's not nutrient-rich, it grows an inferior product, and most of it's, GMO stuff. So then that product grows. We put it in our bodies. Our bodies are starving to death. We fill up our guts with stuff, but we're starving because the food that we're eating is not nutrient rich. And then guess what? We get ill. And guess what company is selling you the pharmaceutical drugs that supposedly make you better? It's Bayer. It's the same company. So it's a vicious cycle. And, it's really, I don't know if they were that genius to create it or if they've just been, just let it go along the way, but this.
We actually have documents where they give us the illnesses to then give us the treatments.
Exactly. It's 100% what's happening. This is why, and I'm not saying it because I have local farms and we grow the stuff the right way, but go out there and support your local farms. There's also other studies that say if you can eat product that was picked within 24 hours rather than getting something that's months old and that might be from in a controlled atmosphere cooler, there's huge health benefits to that. And that's the way that nature intended for us to eat that. So,
well, I got
to
say right this. Now, I've been in two of your stores, and the food is glowing with life. I mean, it looks like beyond fake fruit. It looks like if you were in heaven, what the fruit would look like. I mean, how the hell are you doing that?
Well, we grow it with real nutrient rich fertilizer. We put compost mulch and chicken manure that's been pasteurized and it has all the nutrients in it. I drink these doctor here. This is a drink with beet and carrot and ginger and celery. I drink several of them a day. And because I've been able to eat this product that is picked that same day, for 40 years, I've never had a cold. I've never had the flu. I would never ever consider taking a flu shot. I've never taken any prescription medicine at all. And it's because of what you put in your body. And people need to wake up because this pandemic has caused more people to hit these fast food joints that have the bread is made out of poison. Who knows what's in the meat? The meat sometimes might be from 17 different.
I want to have you back on sometime because I've been talking to a lot of medical doctors and experts about what you were saying. Is I didn't even really know about that. That they've changed the way the wheat's grown. They've changed the genetics of it and what they grow it in, and so it's not even really wheat. And that's why people are getting the gluten intolerance. But that other types of old fashioned wheat don't do that.
100%. I have wheat that comes from Central Milling in Utah that we sell here. It costs like three times as much a bag. And that's what we make everything in this store out of. And guess what? Everyone that thinks they have gluten intolerance comes in here and can eat the wheat. And we were hearing this from years ago. People go to Europe and they can eat the wheat and they're not bothered. Well, the problem is not the wheat. It's not the gluten. And the reason our great grandparents weren't gluten intolerant is because they weren't eating this Franken wheat. This new wheat that there's in 98% of the stuff that we're eating, the DNA strain on it is 20 times bigger than our own human DNA. It's toxic, and that's the problem. And they know what they're doing. These companies that are making this Franken wheat, they know exactly what.
Well,
they're
doing. They fed it to lab rats. Same thing with the genetically modified soybeans. It literally sterilizes them. That's why Gates is buying up all the farmland so he can displace all the real farmers and kill us with his crap. It's incredible. Alpha, we got a minute and a half left. You have a lot of positive view towards the future. So do I. We're seeing a giant awakening. As bad as things are, what else can people do to stay positive and be the change they want to see in the world?
I always tell everyone, like, we have our dollars. So right now we have our dollars, and we have to support the companies that are doing the right thing. I threw Coca-Cola out of the store here. I asked my people to stop buying from out in the Mockley. They were buying a lot from Amazon. I'm like, even if we got to drive a little bit farther to support a small business, I went and bought a vacuum cleaner the other day from a little vacuum cleaner shop that instead of going to a Walmart or those little things make a huge difference.
That's right. They're waging war on small businesses and independent local business. We've got to prop up the small businesses. This is an economic war.
It is, and that's what we got, and we got to get behind. I talked to a group of 400 women the other night, and there are a lot of wealthy people in Naples. I'm like, I know you probably have some inheritance left for your children or your grandchildren, but you better put some money behind some of these really strong candidates this election, or the money that you leave them is not going to be worth anything anyway. So I hope people are paying attention and invest wisely.
Beautifully said, Alfie Oaks, a great American success story. Come back soon. We love you, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right, Ted Nugent coming up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Listeners have rights.